from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, our thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for fueling us up at the Odyssey Studios there, KFH. Chad and Tommy got a nice cup of Prairie Fire Coffee going right now. We got an email from a coworker at K-Witch. Of course, we're on 12 News Connected now, listening to our console discussion. He says, Rami says, Splinter Cell was his thing that made him have Xbox.
I used to play Splinter Cell back in the day. It required so much patience. You had to, like, sneak around. You had to be really quiet. You couldn't, like, you know, there are those games where you're just going, like, nonstop full speed ahead. Splinter Cell was not one of those games. I had a lot of fun playing that game back in the day.
Oh, man. I love it. It's so nostalgic, too. I love talking about this stuff because, well, A, we have room on the show for this kind of stuff right now, and we're about to not soon with football coming. But, like, it's such a, like, we are the video game generation, and then now it's been taken to this, now it's been taken to this next level, and we got passed up, and, like, so what is the next generation? Like, what are the, you know, the 20 and 20-year-olds now who are still, like, really into it and good, that, like, next generation behind us? It's probably gonna be, like, virtual reality. Have you done virtual reality yet?
Like the augmented reality deal?
I don't know,
with the Meta deal? I haven't.
Yeah.
No.
If
I'm not gonna upgrade my console, I'm not buying an AR.
No. I'm not buying it. But like when I go home for Christmas, like some of my nieces and nephews will have one, and it is just absolutely insane. Not only is it ridiculous if you don't have the headset on, you're watching somebody play. You get on there and you do, like, it's. We are headed to the Matrix. Between AI and all this stuff, like, we're on our way. I don't know what's going to hold us back, but it's coming. Like, we're just all going to just sit in a chair somewhere with a feeding tube and live in pretend land. And I think that's not a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it is. Would you rather be in the Matrix or out of the Matrix? Seemed pretty okay inside there versus what was going on outside, I guess. I don't know. All right, let's talk about the Home Run Derby last night. Heck, maybe we're in the Matrix right now, according to some people. We're at the Home Run Derby last night. Boy, that seemed like a computer simulation because Alec Bohm and Bobby Witt Jr. both just, like, within feet missed of extending it. You had two swing-offs, basically. That's sort of what it turned into for Bobby Witt Jr. with Teoscar Hernandez at the end there because he just needed that one. Like, that was awesome. It was great. I thought the new format's definitely better. And what did I say yesterday? Absolutely incorrectly. I just didn't know if Bobby Witt Jr.'s, you know, swing really translated out. But these guys can alter it. Alec Bohm certainly did not. So I was the longest odds. But they had all the great conversations, if you had the volume on, in the Home Run Derby last night about how he's like, well, I never get to do this. Like, now I get to try to hit home runs. I don't do that in a game. And so that was interesting to see it. But Bobby Witt Jr., like, that wasn't his normal swing either. He was much shorter in the swing, obviously trying to elevate it. And you hope that's not stuff that carries over. but he was hitting missiles. That was fantastic. Teoscar Hernandez, I got no issue with Teoscar Hernandez. The Vladdy Jr. thing was nice. It was fun to sit there, see him just keep sitting there with, you know, I assume his wife or his girlfriend, and just like how much fun they were having and how much they enjoyed it. Bobby Witt Jr., like trying to contain himself while Buffer was reading the Let's Get Ready to Rumble, was probably my favorite thing of the night. He's just got like that little kid grin on his face, like looking around. Like, is anybody else seeing this right now? I thought it was awesome. I loved the Derby last night.
Well, I think Bobby Witt Jr. solidified his place as one of the new stars of Major League Baseball.
Sure.
With last night. And I think that he had, you know, done that before. I don't think it was just the Home Run Derby that put him over the edge. But on top of that, I mean, I do think that just being on that national stage, getting all the way to the finals, a lot of people know Teoscar Hernandez. I like Hernandez. I've always liked the way that he's played. He's got pretty good name recognition across Major League Baseball. Getting Bobby Witt Jr., you know, to get all the way to the finals against him and push him and almost be able to get it done, you know, tells me that Junior's right there. I mean, he's going to be somebody, you know, as the flag bearer for Major League Baseball for a long time to come. Man, I'll tell you, the format works. I was confused even before it started exactly how it worked. But then once it actually got going, I'm like, okay, like this makes a whole lot of sense to me. I like it. It adds to the intrigue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I'm perfectly good with it. And I just think that, you know, what one nice thing about what Bobby Witt Jr. showed, and I'm not suggesting that he's going to, you know, change his swing up in the actual games that he plays, but the power was on full display. Absolutely it was. And we've known that he could absolutely get a ball flying 450 plus, you know, like that's just something he's got the strength for that. But seeing him do it over and over and over again, you know, I think I mentioned it yesterday that Bobby Witt Jr. is, you know, I think kind of known around baseball, or was known around baseball, as a great all-around hitter. He absolutely is. I think you can look at him in that, you know, sort of view as a great slugger as well. And that's probably a part of his game that the longer that he's in Major League Baseball will continue to go around. I don't think it's out of the question, you know, maybe not this year, but in future years, to see Bobby Witt Jr. potentially challenge, you know, for like a home run lead, you know, in the American League or whatever, you know, and he's going to do a lot of other things too in his game, but just watching the way that he hit those home runs last night, he's got it all.
I mean, he had 20 and 30 home runs. He's on pace for 27 this year. The evolution of his game this year, and it's not even close, is his batting average, right? Like, he's still striking out at basically the same clip he always have. He's going to steal as many bases as he always has. He's going to have, you know, he's on pace for quite a few more doubles, but not as many home runs as last year, which is interesting. But it comes because his average is just climbing at an insane clip, and so are his runs scored. So it's almost happening in kind of reverse of what you might like, where that power might come later. It's like the power came early, and now he's learning how to be a hitter, right? I never saw him. I mean, he's batting 323 right now. We've talked about it on this show. I was like, man, if Bobby Witt Jr. could ever get his average up around, you know, like 290, 285, like he's going to be the best player in baseball. Well, he's way ahead of that now. So if he becomes a 320 hitter, I mean, he's going to be like Trout, I think. And I don't know if his power is going to get there, but if he continues to develop as a hitter, I think for as strong as he is, it probably will just happen on its own. You know what I mean? Like, if he continues to pile up hits and doubles and the things that he's doing this year, like, as he continues to mature and develop, he's still just 24. Hitters historically don't enter their physical prime, I don't believe, until 26, and then it goes from like 26 to 32 or something like that. He could definitely, I mean, he hit 30 last year, so what's the ceiling? 40? Does he ever have a 50 home run season in him? I think he's got the power for it. I think you saw that last night. But I'll tell you this, like, I'd much rather see him as a 320 hitter that hits 30 home runs and then does all these other things he's able to do within that than to be a 275 hitter that hits 50 home runs. Now, I don't know which of those is technically more valuable in the analytics world. I guess it depends on, you know, where he hits in the lineup and what's around him. They may need him to be a power hitter by that point, but who knows? It was awesome. He was on center stage. I thought his energy was contagious last night. And I'll bet you there are a lot more Bobby Witt Jr. fans than there were two nights ago because of just how much he enjoyed that. Like, that's the thing. You know, sometimes you get into these derbies and everyone's mad because Shohei's not in it. Like, there was a first-time effect for a lot of those guys last night. Adolis Garcia didn't make it through, which was really disappointing because he was red-hot out of the gates, but his energy was there. You know, Gunnar, like, even the guys that didn't make it through, like, their energy was there. That makes it better. That makes it more fun, I think, than seeing the same group of sluggers just get out there and take another crack at it, even though they all want to win it. What did Teoscar Hernandez win? $1 million last night thing?
Big old trophy, like, it's not, and the
like,
chain.
It's not like they don't want to win it. Of course they want to win it, but it was great. I thought it was I get stuck in the moment on these things. I want to say it was the most fun derby of the last handful of years. I certainly like the format, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I like getting the distance extra bonus out thing. Like, I liked everything about the changes they made to it. I think the one thing, the next evolution that would make that thing even better is if you mic'd those dudes up while they were at the plate. Like, mic them up and let them just kind of have conversations as they're working their way through. How much fun would that be? But well represented here locally. We had Bobby Witt Jr. in the final. We had Alec Bohm right there. He was the guy. If he hadn't had to wait so long, I think he would have probably won that thing. I mean, that gap in between the beginning and the end, because once he got back in a groove in that second round, he was on fire. I think if he doesn't have that long gap, he probably would have won that thing. And he was like, to see him change what he does as a big leaguer was pretty wild too.
And I don't think anybody should be surprised. I mean, you remember some of the bombs that he hit when he was here in Wichita. I mean, as a shocker, like, I remember some of them he was a great all around player, obviously. And, you know, he's now an all-star for that very reason. But I just remember when he was a shocker, just some of the absolute missiles that Alec Bohm hit. And so I understand that that's not like he's not a major slugger in Major League Baseball now at this point in his career. And he did change, you know, the way he swings the bat for the home run derby. But I don't think anybody should be surprised, because if you watched him when he was here in Wichita, he did that sort of thing a lot.
Yeah. Well, he was as good. I mean, that's why it was such a high draft pick. He was.
He hit absolute missiles he was here in Wichita.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff. But I like the derby. I hope the All-Star game follows suit. I think it will. I don't know if I'll be quite as locked into the game itself as I was the Derby last night, but I do enjoy the All-Star game. It is my favorite. I come in and out of it. They mic everybody up. You get the pitcher versus hitter mic up thing that they continued last year. They've done such a good job with it, and I'm sure it will continue. We can go back to that if you want to chime in on the Derby, 869-1240. The IHOP hotline is open. Let's start with our HTO giveaway here today, and we'll do a text-to-win contest. You can win a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors coming your way, and some free rain coffee. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That's tea to 20357. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. We've got the Chiefs reporting to training camp. We've got Devontae Adams to the Jets rumors, which I think are really, really interesting. Lots to get to today, and we'll do it. We'll also kind of, you know, wish list a little bit for the Royals. What could they do? It's all coming for you on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.